Welcome to the Word of the Week. This is a weekly podcast inspired by the Word of God. This five-minute podcast will acquaint you with the Word of God by focusing your Bible study on how everyday words are used in Scripture. The personal thoughts I share are based on my spiritual journey and life's lessons. I'm your host, Doreen Newton. Let's get started. Welcome to the Word of the Week. The Word of the Week for March 24, 2024 is REAP, R-E-A-P. The definition of REAP is to cut and collect a crop to get something, usually something good as a result of your actions or the actions of others. Our scriptures come from Job, 4th chapter, 8th verse. Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. And from Galatians, 6th chapter, 7th through the 9th verse. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. As part of my youth, I witnessed the fervor that my grandfather exuded when planting his crop, specifically on Good Friday. It was part of the aura around the celebration of Easter, when we look forward to the Eastern Stars, the Masons, the Heroines of Jericho, and other groups marching through town in their regalia to attend Palm Sunday services as we prepared for Easter. Although the marshmallow chocolate bunny, the Easter egg hunt, and the Easter basket were part of the celebration, we were taught that the significance of the day of Easter was to acknowledge and honor the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus the Christ. Intertwined with those traditions was symbolism of the importance of relationship to Jesus Christ and to each other. The planting of herbs and vegetables on Good Friday was symbolic of how God replenishes the earth to feed us. The congregation of the Masonic family symbolized the unity of the community of man in which we belonged. The recitation of speeches and the reenactment of the crucifixion was symbolic of the importance of our relationship to Christ, as we instructed our children in the oral tradition of our ancestors. Our church choirs and congregations sang, "He arose, he arose," and that old rugged cross. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? At the cross and so many other traditional Easter songs that we now find rarely sung in our congregations. Elders taught the glory in the sacrifice of Christ for our redemption. We were taught the power of personal sacrifice by our leaders, who encouraged selfless service to God and each other. We were taught the Word of God as we saw our parents witness, pray, and support one another, sowing seeds of love, grace, hope, peace, and long-suffering. The power of the Word of God was exemplified through those family and community traditions. Today, we are sowing more to the material demands of society than to the spiritual needs of humanity. Even God's representatives show themselves to be more concerned about keeping possessions, power, and autonomy than in sharing and allowing the love of God to flow in order to bless others. It is every person for themselves. Traditions have been accepted as unnecessary and are negatively considered indoctrination. Yet, without them, we are sowing to the selfish human nature rather than to the selfless nature of God. As a result, society is reaping division, chaos, confusion, isolationism, and potential annihilation. Yet, humanity longs for and is crying out for peace. How is it possible to reap a world of peace when we have chosen to only sow seeds of corruption? Can a farmer reap a harvest of pineapples if he has only planted onion seeds? The law of God is clear and irrefutable. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap fleshly corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in doing well, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God bless you. Aureen out. Thank you for joining us for the Word of the Week. You can subscribe to become a member of the Word of the Week Dash Newton group, which will make you eligible to receive our Word of the Week by email each week, support our show, and give you access to our study journal and other subscriber benefits. You can email me at candonewton@gmail.com. That's candonewton@gmail.com. God bless you. Aureen out.